So HUD confirmed this week that instead of handing over the housing authority to local control, moving it back to local control, that they would actually keep it in federal hands for the next several months, maybe even longer.
So the city isn't ready to have it handed back to them.
The city doesn't really run HANO. It's an autonomous agency, but the city has to put the framework into place because the mayor has to appoint the board, and then they have to hire the executive director. And so in order for HANO to sort of be free and independent, the city has to take some major steps, and they just aren't ready to do that. They have too many balls in the air right now.
You talk about HANO being in federal hands since 1996, and it was actually declared troubled as far back as 1979. In 2009, we had a federal team come in and really make a concerted effort to clean things up, to get HANO into shape.
Right. This recent change in 2009 brought in an entire team of people who really knew public housing and had helped to turn around other similarly dysfunctional agencies in other places. And so they knew, okay, this is what we do to start up projects that are stalled. This is what we do to make sure that the inspections of apartments actually are real and aren't just somebody who can pay them $20 to give them a good rating, right?
And this effort has been spearheaded by something of an iconic figure, this man, David Gilmour. Tell me a little bit more about him, his leadership style, his way of dealing with the public, that type of thing.
He's an interesting character. He will sit at this desk and listen for hours at the monthly board meetings in a way that I've never heard seen a public official do as long as I can remember. So he really listens, and he also quotes, you know, Walt Whitman and Stephen Sondheim, and he will go into soliloquies about, for instance, if there's somebody talking about should a public housing resident after a certain amount of time be able to get an apartment if they have a felony record. And he will say, let's talk about redemption. And he'll have that discussion in the middle of a meeting. It's unusual. But I also think that he's a skilled administrator. It's just been really interesting to watch how that agency has turned around. There's still some weak spots, but it's much better in most departments.
How do residents feel about this changeover? Because the work that this team has done has been so popular, there are some people who they don't want it handed back over to the city yet either. Is that right?
Right. They don't. It's interesting because they had really, really fought to have the receivership removed, even during the big protests of 2005 and 2006. Those same leaders were saying, get these federal receivers out of here. We don't want them here. We need to go back to local control, because they felt like they didn't have a voice in it. One of the things that Gilmour has done is he's given resident leaders a real voice in the agency. In fact, his door is almost always open to them. I've never even heard of them having a meeting refused with him. So I think because they feel like they have his ear, that they are reluctant to move back to local control until they feel like some of the biggest projects are done. If you look back and see that HANO has been so troubled and so underled for 17 or maybe more years, maybe another year is not that big of a deal, but it does seem like you kind of wonder when the timeline will actually work.
Katie Rechdahl with a piece in The Lens this week, updating us on the federal receivership of the Housing Authority of New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.